From WCVE News in Richmond, I'm Craig Carper. Joining me now is longtime fact-checker Warren Fisk for Fact of the Matter. Warren, how are you?
I'm doing well, Craig. Thank you.
Thanks for joining us. This week, we are discussing a claim that a politician colluded with Russia to advance their political career. We're not talking about Donald Trump. Warren, who are we talking about?
Well, we're talking about Ted Kennedy.
That's right. In a recent Republican primary debate for U.S. Senate, Republican delegate Nick Freitas said that former U.S. Senator Ted Kennedy colluded with Russia in order to defeat Ronald Reagan in the 1984 presidential election. Let's listen to that clip.
I think this idea that the press suddenly has that foreign nations try to meddle in our elections as if this is something new or just happened during the Trump administration is absurd. Ted Kennedy, who tried to directly collude with the Soviet Union in order to try to defeat Ronald Reagan, right? That is obstruction. That is something that should be investigated when a U.S. official actually colludes with a foreign government.
So, Warren, where does this claim come from?
Back in 1983, the Soviet Union and some members of Congress, including Kennedy, were concerned about President Ronald Reagan's plans to place medium-range nuclear missiles in Western Europe. And on May 14th of that year, Viktor Chabrakov, the head of the KGB, wrote a memo to Yuri Andropov, the general secretary of the Communist Party, outlining an alleged overture by a Kennedy frontman to the USSR. The frontman was identified as Democrat John Tunney, who was Kennedy's former UVA law school roommate and who had served one term in the U.S. Senate from California before being defeated. Kennedy, the memo said, wanted to come to Moscow to meet with Andropov and offer public relations advice on how to defuse Reagan's plan for nuclear escalation. The memo said that Kennedy wanted Andropov to come to the United States later that year and give interviews to the major TV networks arguing against escalation.
So, Warren, does the memo hold up?
Well, that's a key question, Craig, and it's hard to be certain. Everyone mentioned in the memo is dead, and there's not a lot of firsthand information available. And even the KGB memo wasn't based on firsthand sources when it was written. It was based on fourth-hand sources, information that Kennedy supposedly gave to Tunney, who passed it on to what the KGB called confidential sources, who passed it on to Chabrakov, who passed it on to Andropov. So it was kind of like a post office gang. Now, Turney in 2015 said the memo was false. He said that he'd been to the USSR many times as a senator and a businessman, and that he knew people in the KGB. But Kennedy had asked him to serve as his intermediary only once and on a different subject, and that was to see if a deal could be made for the release of Soviet dissidents. Paul Donovan, who was a Kennedy spokesman, had said in 1992 that Kennedy had made efforts to meet with Andropov, the Communist Party leader, but he added that the rest of the KGB memo is, quote, fiction. Now, you know, Kennedy's allies can be expected to defend him, but the senator also picked up a character reference in the late Max Kampelman, who was Reagan's chief arms negotiator with the Soviets. While not addressing the memo specifically, Kampelman wrote in 1991 that Kennedy always made sure that the proper U.S. authorities knew about all his contacts with the Soviets. There's no evidence to support Freitas' allegation that Kennedy sought the meeting with the aim of defeating Reagan's bid for a second term in the coming 1984 elections. To the contrary, the KGB memo that Freitas relies on said that Kennedy believed Reagan was unbeatable and that the senator wouldn't run against him. And as it turned out, Kennedy didn't run and Reagan won in a landslide. And so for voters, I prescribe a massive dose of salt.
Well, thanks to Warren Fisk, our fact checker here for Fact of the Matter. You can get more info on this fact check at ideastations.org and search Fact of the Matter.